This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Rod Hightower, the new president of EAA. This is our second conversation with him. Today we're going to talk a little bit about what he has to do between now and the next air venture. What's on your list?
Well, first and most important thing right now is for me to get to know the organization and the organization to get to know me. There's a lot of folks here. It's a large organization, and we have lots of moving pieces and parts to the EAA. And it would surprise most members and most people to know the level of involvement that the EAA is involved in aviation. So that's the most important step one for me, is to know the organization and understand how we put that organization to use in the aviation marketplace. Secondly, is it's very important for me to get introduced to the industry. So there's a lot of time being spent now rolling me out, if you want to say that, to the aviation industry. The most important aspect of that is so that not only can the industry get to know Rod Hightower and where we're headed at EAA, but for me to establish those fundamentally important relationships that are going to help all of us do a better job of growing aviation and participation. You know, whether it's AOPA, GAMA, NBAA, those partnerships and those relationships between myself, Craig Fuller, Ed Boland, Pete Bunce, those relationships are very important so that we can make sure that the voice of the aviator is powerful and strong.
Well, that brings up another point. I mean, when you were announced, you were actually standing in the room and nobody knew who you were. And you just walked up and took the podium when Tom announced you. Is it an advantage to sort of come out of nowhere, or is it a disadvantage?
I'd have to say it's a substantial advantage, and here's why. First of all, I asked the question when I was selected, why me? You know, why would you guys not go out there and hire a guy who's a what I call a brand name in the aviation world? Why Rod Hightower? And I thought that the answer from the board of directors and Tom Pobrezny was very telling. And that is that we hired someone with a certain set of capabilities who also had a very strong involvement in aviation, who was also a longtime EA member. And those set of capabilities focused on how to run large, complex organizations, how to utilize technology to make the organization or help the organization deliver on its mission. So those were some things that were selection points for Rod Hightower. So when, and Tom loves to tell people, when someone says, Rod Hightower, who's that? Where'd he come from? What's he all about? The thing that he says is, you know what? Rod Hightower is one of those kind of guys that knows a lot about aviation, but has never worked in the aviation field. It's my passion, it's been my pleasure, so to speak, and it's also been where I spend a lot of my time and energy outside of my career. So when I say advantage, a fresh set of eyes on this challenge that we all face in aviation is a very, very healthy thing, I think.
Okay, so what's the reception been like from other leaders in the aviation industry? I'm sure you've spent a lot of time with them already.
I've spent quite a bit of time with some of them, more so than others, of course, but the reception's been very positive, very warm, very welcoming, very professional reception. And I think that if I were to say that the one common thing that we all share, you know, is our realization that the aviation marketplace needs to perform at a higher level. There are so many things that we need to do to ensure that aviation continues to grow and remain not only successful in its own right as an industry, but also be recognized around the world and certainly in the United States as very important to the success of the country. Aviation is very important to all of us in many, many ways, and I think that we all recognize that. We will all play our unique part in that. We all have our specialties, we all have our strengths, and we all intend to form a pretty solid coalition to help that strength become results.
What advice have some of these industry brand names who are leaders of other organizations given you going into this job?
I've had some great advice from those folks. And here's something that you'll learn about me, Russ, right at this moment in time. When we have private conversations amongst ourselves, they stay private. The public advice that I've received from some of these gentlemen who are extremely experienced and extremely knowledgeable said, there's a kind of a common theme, and that advice has been this. Make sure that you're certain about the direction that you're headed, and make sure that you stay the course.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.